USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration's top border officials continue to defend the administration's policies before lawmakers regarding the border and continue to pin blame on others for the rising numbers at the southwest border. Acting ICE Director Tay Johnson was asked how many illegals are crossing the border on a daily basis.
Sir, I would have to defer that question to Border Patrol. They're the ones responsible for issuing the NTA. I do not have a whole lot of visibility on the actual numbers that are being released without issuance of an NTA.
The White House is doing what it can to encourage a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians. That's according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She insisted Israel does have every right, though, to defend themselves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
A much-anticipated vote took place by House Republicans on Friday.
House Republicans approved Representative Elise Stefanik as their number three leadership position Friday, officially voting her into the post after Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming was forced out Wednesday.
And the American people know that the stakes are incredibly high. We are going to fight for them each and every day against the destructive, radical, far-left socialist agenda of President Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi that's destroying America.
After President Trump's endorsement, the 134-46 tally for Stefanik from New York was decisive. Representative Chip Roy of Texas and Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana, who served as vice chair, were also in consideration. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Mega Millions lottery jackpot for Friday night is nearly a $500 million. It's currently sitting at $430 million and climbing. The estimated cash payout, just over $290 million. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden spent a week pitching his infrastructure plan to different members of the Republican Party. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both meeting at the White House, along with another group of Republican senators, including Republican Senator from Mississippi, Roger Wicker.
The things we have in common, Republicans and the president want to build roads, bridges. We want to add broadband to that great heartland of America that includes Alabama and Mississippi, and ports, rail, water, clean water infrastructure. We all want to do that, and I think that's what most Americans think of when we talk about infrastructure. And so we have a plan that we've given to the president. Obviously, he'd like to plus it up a bit. I think he knows that to get it through the Republican majority, through the majority of Republicans, it can't be anything approaching what he's asking.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. And finally, it looks like the majority of pet owners would pick their four-legged friend over their romantic partner. A study by one poll on behalf of Zesty Paws found 67% of respondents would break up with their significant other if their pet doesn't like them. Of the 2,000 respondents, 71% trust their pet's judgment more than their own. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.